Amen. Boy, if you couldn't get excited over the first preacher, we've got blood pressure cuffs out in the foyer there. You might want to make sure you're still alive. Man, that was good preaching. I might just say amen. Wow. That makes me want to use your outline. Can I have that for a minute? I'm not sure what I've got is any good compared to that right there. I'm so thankful to have Brother Thompson here. He's one of my heroes, so excited about it. But what I'm excited about more than anything else is the thought that these men that have gone on before us are finishing. I want to talk to you about finishing. I'm thankful and honored to be in the presence of a lot of starters today. Preachers, you're starters. You've started works. You've built these works. You work hard in these works. I'm imploring you today and beseeching you today to be a finisher. Let's be a finisher today. I fancy myself to be a handyman. That's scary. What happens is you learn a little bit about something here and there and you act like you can do something. Amen. So I start an addition on my house. Notice start, the word start. 5-6 months later, I've got Brother Rod preaching in our pavilion talking about how I take the weed eater around my trusses because they're still on the ground, not being put up yet. Amen. Starting a project, and I'm glad my wife's not in here because she'd be saying amen, standing up, waving a hanky right now. It's easy to start something. It really is easy to start something. It's easy to start a prayer life. It's easy to start a prayer life. But it sure is hard to finish. It's easy to start standing on the Bible. Listen to me. It's easy to start standing on the Bible, but it sure is hard to finish standing on the Bible. I watch these men. I'm only 39 years old. I know I look like I'm 20, but I'm only 39 years old. I'm relying on people like my dad. I'm relying on people like Brother Thompson. I relied on preachers like Dr. Jack Hiles. Well, you ought not rely on men. Yeah, you wash your mouth out with soap. Men have gone before you. And men have cleared that path for you. I want to read a scripture with you in Acts chapter 20. Let's all stand as we read the Word of God. Man, that was good preaching, Brother Rod. Thank you so much. It got me excited. My blood pressure's through the roof right now. 911's on speed dial. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. The Bible says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of these men today, Lord. I want to be the go-between. Speak through me, Lord. I don't want me to be involved at all. Lord, help me to decrease to nothing today, and help you to increase to everything. Lord, please, anoint the preaching and anoint the hearing. It's got to be you. It can't be anybody else. Help us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Why in the world should we finish? Brother Rod read Jeremiah 6:16. We know that there is an old path. We know that it exists. We know that it's there. In this day and age, though, it seems like it's harder to find every day. Why in the world should we finish? Why in the world should we worry about our ministry staying the same? Well, I'll tell you why. We have to worry that we stay the same because there actually is a path. We've got to worry that we stay the same because there is a road that we are supposed to find. It is supposed to be there. The problem that always comes along is we don't find it. And there's just not that many preachers anymore standing at the front of the path saying, "Here it is, here it is, here it is." The world has gone through and planted thorns and briars. The world has gone through and planted roadblocks along the way, trying to keep us out of the old path, trying to keep us out of the old way. But you know what I'm here to tell you? The men of old, they had no problem walking through the thorns and briars. They had no problem walking the path that might bring detriment to them physically. They had no problem walking the path that might bring them hurt, might bring them pain and sorrow. But Lord God, they walked that path so I can have a path to walk. I talk about my dad a lot. I love my dad. He's a great preacher. He kept that path open for me. You need to hear this. There's somebody, preacher, has kept that path for you. And I'm going to tell you, we've got to stand up and shout, there is an old path. There is a way to go. We've started something. We've started it. We've got to finish. What in the world do we have to worry about an old path, brother? Well, what's there to worry about? Well, I'm here to tell you, we need to worry about our scriptures. There's scriptures along this path. You got to worry about that. It is so easy today to say, you know what, I'm just going to back off just a little bit off that Bible because I'm running people out of my church. Yeah. Sunday school. Just this last week, I get the opportunity to teach Sunday school. I preached. I don't teach much. I don't know really how. And I got excited. Right after Sunday school, two folks left. It was too hard on them. Listen, if you sit there and tuck tail every time somebody says, I'm going to leave your church because you're preaching on the Bible, let them tuck tail, brother. But you stay on the Bible. That's the only thing we've got going for us right now. We've got to have this. We've got to have this. We've got to have this. If you don't have the King James Bible, if you don't have this English translation in your hand, that God, hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't you get, this is one statement you've got to get a hold of in your heart right now. I think I'll preach a while. You've got to get this in your heart. Take man's hands off this. Well, the Masoretic Hebrew priests years and years ago, because they were so great and godly, took the scriptures, and every time that they came across the word of God, they washed their hands and changed pens. And glory to God, if they messed up one time, they threw all the scriptures out. And because of them, we've got the word of God. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the words of the Lord are pure words. The Bible says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. There is a path, and the forever is on that end. He's preserved the Bible so we can have something to get excited about. Let him take Christ out. I'm going to hold on to the book that leaves Christ in. Let him take out Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. I'm just too stupid to understand what that means. They take it out because we have a hard time understanding the words, right? They say it's archaic and old. What's amazing is they don't get out a dictionary and they won't pray for the Holy Spirit to show them what this means. Preachers, there's an old path. That old path has grown over so much now that it's about time we take out a machete or a two-edged sword and go through this path and start hacking what's in the way, and start clearing that old path again. It used to be that the path was so worn out from all the old men walking it. It was so worn out, it was easy to see. But today, because we're such sissy-wissy, mamby-pamby, silk-panty-wearing, little panty-waist preachers, because we're such wimps today, there's no path to be seen. Glory to God, I'm 39 years old, I'll die holding on to that old path. I'll die knowing that there's one way to get to heaven. I'll die knowing that Jesus Christ came and died on this earth just for me. I'll die knowing he rose again that third day, and I'll die preaching that. Why? Because that's the old path. It's not the Savior plus a little bit of work in the church. It's not the Savior plus the baptism. Half the time our baptism doesn't even get warm, glory to God. It has nothing to do but Christ. Glory to God, we need to keep preaching Christ. That's the old path. They're getting away from that today. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't give you a dime I hope there's somebody in here that has it today. Just put your feet out. I'm going to stomp right on them. If you got a coffee house out in your foyer, shame on you. Shame on you. Well, you're just an associate pastor, 39 years old. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm 39 years old and the oldest man you've ever met. The minute that there's a coffee house out there in our foyer is the minute I'm leaving this place. Preach the word! Preach the word! Preach the word! Don't worry about bringing them in because you got to make them happy being here. Preach the word! They'll get happy when the Lord comes in. I love Brother Mark singing, but I don't want his singing to go 45 minutes and my preacher to preach for five. I'm thrilled about having our choir sing, but I don't want our choir to sing eight songs and have 10 minutes of a sermonette for Christianettes. I want literal preaching. I want preaching. Yes, that's what changes lives. The preaching of the word changes lives. I'm not going to tuck tail from the virgin birth. You say, brother, you're talking to us about things that we know. Yeah, but I've got to tell you. I'm 39 years old and I need you. I need you. I need you to keep preaching the virgin birth. Because if there's an ounce, one drop of tainted blood in my Savior, I don't get to go to heaven. But His blood is pure blood, incorruptible blood, unstoppable blood. And that blood still flows today. I'm so thankful that the blood has never lost its power. I'm so thankful for that blood. I'm so thankful for that virgin birth. I'm so thankful for my salvation. I'm so thankful for creation. Hey, listen, I get to run the Christian school here. Under His authority, let me tell you. He's the preacher here, make no mistake. Do you know that that's one of the biggest problems we face today is the evolution versus creation battle? The reason that we face it today is because this path is so overgrown you can't even see the other end anymore. Because this path is so overgrown in the public education system, your kids here and are inundated with every single, it's not a question anymore. It's not a theory anymore. Now it's truth and you've got to prove that it's not. But see, here's the big issue. It's hard to prove what's faith. Because, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. So you can't just go and dig up some fossil and say, well, this proves my point. But what you can say is, search your heart, because Jesus Christ created what we live in today. I love the fact that people actually think that we evolved from monkeys. Can you imagine that? Now, I understand some of you drag your knuckles when you walk. And as I get older, I find myself having hair in places that I really ought not have hair. Amen. But if I'm growing hair in those places, doesn't that mean I'm devolving? And why do we still have monkeys then? See, what you've got to grab a hold of is these are real problems. These are real problems. I'm getting kids in from the public school to come here, and they're hearing for one of the first times that Jesus Christ created your world. Why? Because we're not walking the old paths anymore. It's easier to say, well, you just listen to what your public school says. Hogwash! I don't want them to listen to what their public school says. They're feeding them a crock of lies, and the kids are going through life wondering. Because we're not walking the old path anymore. We're not keeping the path clear anymore. It's work to keep the path clear. Why? Why should we finish? Why should we worry about finishing? Because there's people out there that are lost. There's people out there that don't know the Lord as Savior. The Bible teaches us soul winning. Do you realize you might have to knock on a door? The Bible teaches us soul winning. You might have to go tell somebody about Him someday. Keep the old past. Listen, the newfangled thing is let's just do the best we can. You've got to tell people about Christ. You've got to tell them about who saved your dirty, rotten carcass. You've got to tell them. Who else is going to tell them? We've got to keep that path clear. We've started something, but we've got to finish. People are dying and going to hell every single second of every single day. The tears have dried. The feet have stilled. The mouths have stopped. And we are the ones that are going to be held accountable for finishing this race. I hear all the time that the Lord is coming back and he's coming real soon. On one side of my body, I'm so excited. I'm so excited that I'm going to see Jesus Christ. I cannot wait to see Jesus. I cannot wait to bow at him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine seeing your Savior for the first time? Oh, I hear people, I'm just going to go up and give him a hug. You are not, you dirty, rotten liar. You're going to go just like this. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. I fail every minute of every day. But there's a Savior that's coming back. And there's people that you know that are going to be left behind because we're not keeping the old path cleared. See, what's happening is this. We've started, but we're having a hard time finishing. People are falling off to the wayside all the time. They're falling off to the wayside. I'm talking preachers falling off to the wayside all the time. Because they started something, they started the walk, they've started the road, but the road got a little hard along the way. And I'm not discounting the hardness of the road, trust me. I know it's hard, I realize that, but you know what? The hard makes it great. Because once you get to the other end, you're going to be so excited that you did. Oh, it's hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. There's people out there that are lost. And those lost people need to have us. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Why do we finish? Because there's a path. Why do we finish? Because there's a person that is lost. Why do we finish? Because there are past participants. Why are we going to finish? Because there are past participants. If you read Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I've got to be honest with you, brother. There are people that have gone on before me that they said, Brother Dave, I need you to follow on this path. I need you to follow on this path. Would you be willing to follow? Yes, I'm willing to follow, but am I willing to finish? You look at me and you listen to me. I'm going to follow behind that man, not because of him, but I owe it to him to finish because that's the path that he cleared for me. Well, don't get credit to men. Okay, you don't, but I'm so thankful that Roy Thompson walked that path. I'm so thankful that Dr. Hiles walked that path. I'm so thankful that all the men, Brother Lester Roloff, Dr. Bob Gray Sr. still walking that path, and Junior still walking that path. Don't you walk off that path. Don't you walk off that path, because people are counting on you to walk that path. The ones that have gone on before us have worked hard to keep that path clean. We've got to help them keep it clean and keep walking right behind them. What can an associate pastor tell you? I'm going to tell you what this associate pastor can tell you. I need you to walk the path. I need you to stay on the path. I need, when I get to this spot, I need to be able to see my way clear to where the old path is. There's young preachers out there that are not finding the path because they just don't know any better. There's good people out there holding the NIV in their hand today saying, this must be okay. There's people out there today that turn on Joel Osteen more than they turn you on. Oh, don't start mentioning names, brother. You ought to mention them a little bit more often in your pulpits. That little sissy-wissy talk gets up there and whispers to you and bats his eyes real pretty with his little mullet and his crooked teeth, going to stand up there and tell you that there's no such thing as sin. You're not going to hear about sin in this church. You're just going to hear about love in this church. And you're going to pass around the Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets, and they're going to fill them up with money, and they don't care nothing about you. They just care about their cash. And as long as everything's all right in my Father's house, everything must be all right. Well, I hate to tell you. The Bible talks about a sin that doth so easily beset us. These men have walked this path. And that path, there's sin along the way, and they've had to fight it back. They've had to battle it back. But they did. Paul walked that path. He walked that path for you and for me. He walked that path to show us that we can. And he says, I finished my course. What do you want your epitaph to read, preacher? Ooh, it got quiet right there.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you want your epitaph to say? He started, but he fell off the wayside. He was a good man, but he just couldn't close the deal. You look at me and you listen to me. I don't ever expect the Lord to tell me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't ever expect that. I don't know how any of us could ever expect that. But I do want to tell him this. I finished my course. I didn't finish Billy Turner's. I didn't finish Brother Tom's. I finished my course, which was down that same path. Why should we finish? Because there's a path. There's a person that is lost. There are past participants. Glory to God, last one, I'm all done. There was a payment. I want you to read Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and starter, the author, and he just about made it. The author, and he just about got us to us. No, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory to God. There was a payment made for that old path. Jesus Christ came down to this earth. He grabbed a hold of that old cross, took the devil by the throat, and punched him right in the nose. He said, there's a payment going to be made for Dr. Thompson. There's a payment going to be made for Mark Thompson. There's a payment going to be made for Pastor York. There's a payment that's going to be made. And I am the only one that can pay it. He authored our faith. That means he started it. He didn't just start it, brother. He finished it. Glory to God, there was a payment made, and you should envision in your mind every day when you get out of bed, every day when you go to your office, you ought to envision in your mind the Lord carrying your cross to the hill of Calvary. It was your cross, brother, that he carried to the hill of Calvary. It was your cross that he despised the shame. It was your cross that he took up to that hill, and every bone came out. Oh, man, I've had a dislocated finger. Just about lost my salvation over it. Good Lord, that hurts. Every bone. That's what the Bible says. For me. For me. It was personal when you accepted it. It's personal today. For me. Jesus walked that Calvary road. How could we look anywhere else but the path that he authored and the path that he walked on, and the path that he cut back. How many times did he get spit in his face? You ever been spit in your face? Jesus was spit in his face for you. You ever been beat in the face? I mean, other than in a barroom fight, I know most of you. Some preachers, it was last week. You ever had a stick jammed in your head? Christ had a whole crown of them. He walked that road. You ever had your beard pulled out? I can't even grow one. You ever had your beard pulled out? You ever cursed and mocked? Did you ever die for somebody that hated you? Did you ever watch them as they took the cat of nine tails and they lashed him? And they lashed him. And they lashed him every time. For you, there's a path that was paid for. And that paid for path is one that's overgrowing today. I'm not saying you're not doing your jobs. I'm saying keep doing your job. You've got a great start, great God, a fantastic God we have. You can't even describe them. Wonderful to start. It's exciting to start. But finishing. 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 Finish. Brother, finish. Take her all the way to the end and finish. I'm going to take my church. I'm going to take her all the way to the end. Listen to me. You need to make a decision today that I'm not going to back off the King James Bible. You need to make a decision today. I'm not going to back off this blessed book. I'm not going to back off eternal security. I'm not going to back off standards. I'm not going to back off morals. I'm not going to back off eternal security of the believer. I'm not going to back off that virgin birth. I am going to finish. You make that decision today, you'll make the path a whole lot easier to walk. Make the decision today not to tuck tail and run. Make the decision today not to come off your conviction. Make the decision today, if God's called you to do something, glory to God. He must believe you can finish, brother. Because he wouldn't call a quitter. The only word I've got for you today is finish. Finish. There's 39-year-old snot-nosed associate pastors that need you to finish. I'm imploring you today. Finish. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to preach your word. Strengthen the men that are here. One thing that my pastor's taught me is to love preachers. I love preachers. I'm so thankful for their lives, the life that is just, it's impossible to walk the road. It's impossible, but Lord, you make it possible and you help us. So Lord, please help us to finish. Along the way, Lord, help us with every step. Help us with every step through the thorns and every step through the briars and every step through the backlash and the back talk. Help us through every step of the liberal movement, Lord. They're trying so hard to take it away from us, but Lord, I believe that you're greater than them. Lord, help us to finish. I thank God for these men. But Lord, we need to finish. Help us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.